He led a movement for basic foreign language teaching and the use of conversational speech. Rather than on textbook studies and grammar and vocabulary, he wrote a number of textbooks using in Denmark and other countries. He advanced the theory of the running nexus in Danish in two papers, as private logic in 1913 and the two Haber at Grammatiske Forbidden Soul, 1921. He was the most widely recognized for some of his work, his model English grammar, concentrated morphology and syntax.